بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin and we have reached verse 64. قال الله تعالى اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون. Verse 64. Burn therein this day for that you used to disbelieve. What is intended in this verse is humiliation for the disbelievers. What is intended by this verse is humiliation for the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. For that you used to disbelieve. Meaning in this life. In this life they denied Allah. They rejected Him. They did the same concerning the hereafter, the angels, the book, and the prophets, and in all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed of. And that's why they were unable. And that's why they did not rather carry on the obedience to Allah and submission and submit to Him in this life. Because they don't have faith. However, it is said here to them, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. For that you used to disbelieve, in order to establish the proof against them, and that nothing has been done wrong to them, or unjustly, or that they were unjustly dealt with. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mulk, verses 8 and 9, in chapter 67, verses 8 and 9, تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. It almost bursts up with fury. Every time a group is cast therein, its keeper will ask, did no warner come to you? They will say, yes indeed, a warner did come to us. But we belied him and said, Allah never sent down anything of revelation. You are only in great error. The benefits of this verse. This verse makes clear that those who belie Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His deen, they will be commanded a command of a command intended to be a humiliation to them. Bear their end this day. And from the benefits is affirming the causes, because Allah said, for that you used to do. And affirming the causes is a matter known by way of Sharia, by way of revelation, by way of intellect, and by way of perception, physical perception. And no one denies the causes except someone who is ignorant concerning reality. No one denies that if you throw a glass bottle, if you throw it and it will break, and if you throw a stone on it, it will break, and if you throw a sheet in fire, it will burn. No one denies this except an arrogant. Despite all of this, nevertheless, causes are not independent in terms of their effects. Meaning they don't act independently. And they don't cause effects independently. rather by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in them. And therefore, if one affirms the causes, then he, in this case, has affirmed a reality, and it is not a shirk if it is understood properly that they are not independent. Because we say that these causes effect or produce the effects by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates in them. And if Allah wishes to take away such an effect, then it will be as such. Take the fire, its nature is to burn. Nevertheless, it did not do what it does normally with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rather, it was cool and peace, because Allah commanded it to be, as in Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 69. قال الله تعالى قلنا يا نار كوني بردا وسلاما على إبراهيم. And we said, O fire, be you coolness and safety for Ibrahim. And from the benefits of this verse is the perfect justice of Allah Azza wa Jal, because he said, بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ, in that which you used to deny. So therefore, no justice, no injustice had been done to you. Rather, you, that you are responsible for your actions. Now we move to the next verse, verse 65. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. This day, we shall seal up their mouths, and their hands will speak to us, and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. It is said that one's left thigh will be the first to bear the witness. This refers to what will occur on this day, meaning the day of resurrection. We shall seal up their mouths, meaning the kafir mouths. Why? Because they will say on that day, Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. O Allah, Wallahi Rabbina, by Allah our Lord, we were not mushriks. So Allah will seal up their mouths. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, and their hands will speak to us, and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. So first Allah will seal their mouths. They will not be able to speak, because the mushriks on that day, when they see the muwahids, the muwahideen, the people who singled Allah alone in worship, were saved, they, the mushriks, will speak and declare themselves innocent from shirk, saying, Wallahi Rabbina, O Allah, our Lord, ma kunna mushrikeen, we were not mushriks. So we attest that we are not mushriks, so that we may be saved, as the people of Tawheed are saved. So then Allah will seal their mouths, because their mouth now, or on that day, will be uttering falsehood. And their body parts now will, on that day, will speak. And their skin also, as to what they touched by it. The skin touches the muharramat, the unlawful, like touching the woman in a lusty way. So, for example, it will testify their body parts will testify against them. That's why Allah said, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, and their hands will speak to us. The same hand will say, I did such and such, and I did such and such. And وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, and their legs will bear witness to that. It will say, I testify that he did such and such on this day. And here, contemplate the difference. There is some kind of a difference in the wording. Allah said about the hands, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا, and their hands will speak to us, while the legs will bear witness. Some of the scholars said because the hand will speak as to what it did, while the legs will inform as to what other than it did. Because in origin, the hand is the there is direct encounter with the hands. And that's why earnings are always related to the hands. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ash-Shura in 42:11, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ 42:30 فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, and whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned. And also in Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 41, أَوْ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ, بما كسبت أيدي الناس, بما كسبت أيدي الناس, direct handling and the legs as witness. This is what some of the scholars had said, and this is okay. Yet we know that a person may testify upon himself, as in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 4, verse 135, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. O who you believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even though it may be, or will it be, against yourselves. A person attesting upon himself is a witness, is witnessing against himself. The difference, however, that some of the scholars had mentioned is okay. Also, we know that the skin will also bear witness, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Fussilat 41, 20-21 in Surah Fussilat. قال الله تعالى
حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجلودهم بما كانوا يعملون. وقالوا لجلودهم لم شهدتم علينا؟ قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون. وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون.
till when they reach it, hellfire, their hearing, ears, and their eyes, and their skins will testify against them as to what they used to do. And they will say to their skins, why do you testify against us? They will say, Allah has caused us to speak, as He causes all things to speak, and He created you the first time, and to Him you are made to return. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ, the next verse 22, وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ. 41:22. And you have not been hiding against yourselves, lest your ears and your eyes and your skins testify against you. But you thought that Allah knew not much of what you were doing. So the hearing, the sight, the skin, the hands, the legs will testify and bear witness. Now contemplate their saying, in verse 21 here, and they will say to their skins, why did you testify against us? Contemplate this. Allah didn't say, they said to their eyes and to their ears and to their hearing, why did you testify against us? Rather, Allah specified, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the skin. Because the punishment on the skin covers the entire body. Because the punishment on the skin covers the entire body. However, the punishment on the hearing and sight is specific to them. And that's why they said, لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Why did you testify against us? Against us. Because the punishment will be on the skin. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, 56, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرَهَا لِيَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Surely those who disbelieved in our signs and our verses, we shall burn them in fire. As often as their skins are roasted through, we shall change them for other skins that they may taste the punishment. Yeah. So, six things will testify. The hands, the legs, the hearing, the sight, the skins, and the tongues. Allah mentioned in Surah An-Nur concerning the tongues also, in chapter 24, verse 24. يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون. On the day when their tongues, their hands and their legs or feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do. Because the tongue is the greatest of body parts in terms of its serious consequences and its dangers. It's very dangerous. Because the Prophet ﷺ admonished Mu'adh bin Jabal when he took by his tongue and he said, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا, restrain this. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, are we going to be held accountable as to that which we say? He said to him, ثَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ, may your mother be bereaved of you, O Mu'adh. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَى وُجُوهِهِمْ, is there anything that casts people in the fire of hell on their faces except their tongues? And each morning, as came in the hadith, the body parts will hold the tongue responsible as to what it will say. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here in Surah An-Nur, and on the day when their tongues, their hands and their legs. Because in Surah An-Nur there is a lot of the matters pertaining to accusation of committing illegal sexual relations, and the gravest of that is the accusation against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And that's why in Surah An-Nur the tongues were mentioned. Now, back to our verse 65. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. This day we shall seal up their mouths, and their hands will speak to us, and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. Look, what they used to earn. Allah didn't say what they used to do. Here, Allah did not say what they used to do. Rather, He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, to that which they used to earn. Because actions may not be due to the earning of the person. It may be that an action be a mistake, and therefore he will not be held accountable, and it will not be from his earning. What will be from his earning are the actions upon which there will be consequences, recompense, reward or punishment. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2, verse 286, He said, لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. He did not say لها ما عملت وعليها ما عملت. He gets reward for that good which he has earned. He didn't say for that good which he has done. And he is punished for that evil which he has earned. He didn't say for that work which he had done. So earning is more particular than doing. Because it is not necessary that each act or doing is an earning. Because it may occur due to forgetfulness or ignorance, and then the person may not be held responsible, and it may be unintentional, and therefore it may not be responsible. He may not be responsible for that. Nevertheless, sometimes al-amal deeds may be generalized to mean the earning. Sometimes. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fussilat, chapter 41, verse 46, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. Whoever does righteous good deed, it is for the benefit of his own self, and whoever does evil, it is against his own self. The benefits of this verse. First benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals the mouths of the beliars on the day of resurrection, and they will not be able to speak. And we have spoken about reconciliation of this with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am 6:23, ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. We have reconciled between this verse and the other verse. ثُمَّ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِتْنَتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ رَبِّنَا مَا كُنَّا مُشْرِكِينَ. There will then be left no fitna, excuses or statements or arguments for them, but to say by Allah our Lord, to say, the issue is here, to say. And here we know that Allah will seal them.
here, but to say, by Allah our Lord, we were not those who joined others in worship. We have reconciled this before. That is, on the day of resurrection, there are different situations. There will be time when they will belie, and time when they will attest. But after their hands, feet, and so forth, testify against them. Now, the second benefit is that this verse testifies for the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah said, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, and their hands will speak and against them, and also their legs will testify and bear witness against them, because this is not normal that the hands and the feet speak, testify, but Allah is able to do all things. And that's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that when they asked their skins, why did you testify against us? They said, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us speak. Allah, the one who makes whatever he wants to speak. And from the benefits is that parts of the person may testify against other parts. And the fourth benefit, the criteria is in the earning, not just the mere acting. The criteria is in the earning, not just the mere acting. And we spoke about the difference between the two. Because acting may occur from a person who is ignorant, or from someone who is asleep, or the like. This brings the end of these two verses, and we will stop here, inshallah ta'ala. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.